Americans love their national parks, but what do they think about paying more to play in them? Thousands of Americans have been weighing in on that question over the past 2 months, and KUER's Judy Faze has been listening.
Protecting public lands, especially the national parks, is a big issue here. But paying for their upkeep? How to do that is not so obvious. It's something listeners mentioned when we asked them to share their questions about public lands on our listener engagement platform, Ask KUER. Janet Wilcox is one of the people who piped up.
I'm a retired English and journalism teacher from here in Blanding, San Juan High School.
Where Wilcox lives, there are two national parks just up the road. Both of them will charge higher entrance fees next year during the busy season to raise money for maintenance and repairs. This is the kind of thing Wilcox thinks about, and it led to her question.
Okay, here it is. It says, with our nation $20 trillion in debt and national parks under a two-year maintenance deferment, what other recourse does the Department of the Interior have except raising money?
What Janet's really asking me is, what can we do to cover the costs of caring for parks and public lands? She's no earthy, crunchy liberal. She was happy when President Trump all but scrapped the Bears Ears National Monument a few weeks ago. The federal government's bloated, she says, and it doesn't have enough money to protect all the parks and public lands we already have.
At some point, you have to decide what you really can afford to take care of.
Wilcox has no trouble with the Interior Department's plan to raise entrance fees at 17 national parks for part of each year. The cost of getting into Arches, Zion, Bryce Canyon, and Canyonlands during the busy season will be $70, more than double what it is now. New Yorker Mike Andriani has some opinions about this, too. He's at the Arches National Park Visitor Center, and he tells me how he's demoralized about the mean political climate out there. So he's spending 3 months visiting parks and other public lands to clear his head. Andriani and Wilcox are polar opposites in some ways, but they agree on the fee hike.
If that's kind of used as a bullhorn to kind of rally people to fund these places and keep them conserved.
Andriani's nodding with approval when he hears how the fee hike could raise around $70 million a year. That will repair a lot of trails, bathrooms, visitor centers. And he's been noticing how badly that's needed.
At Grand Canyon, Panorama Point, the Tonto Plateau, I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful spot to get a really nice perspective. The Colorado River, and it's a place where California condors frequent. And there's a safety rail there that doesn't look very sturdy. It's a miracle that you haven't heard of any really treacherous injury on those trails or with the mule trains that go down.
But the National Park's to-do list is $12 billion. It would take almost two centuries to erase the backlog with just the fee hike. And Andriani says we don't have that kind of time.
We're at a crossroads. We either conserve and take seriously this treasure that we have that someone was smart enough to set aside, or we just discard it and we pay a heavy price.
And the thing is, the budget for the National Park Service is small, and it's declining as a portion of the federal budget.
Emily Dowes tracks budgets for the National Parks Conservation Association, which advocates for public lands.
You know, it's really kind of a big puzzle, and all these pieces are important to finishing that puzzle. So fees certainly can be a part of it, but we don't want to price people out of our national parks.
Back to Janet's question, other ideas to fix the backlog are out there. Why not tap oil and gas drilling revenues, sell off excess public land, hike livestock grazing fees by the cost of living? But solutions like these have gotten no traction. In fact, the backlog keeps growing.
Unfortunately, Congress is on the hook here. They have not provided the money necessary for our national parks. It's not going to be one silver bullet to really address it, but all of these things should be considered thoroughly.
Another option is bipartisan legislation. It's already backed by Dowse's group and 66 members of Congress. It's called the National Park Service Legacy Act, and it funnels proceeds from mining on public lands into clearing the maintenance backlog year after year. Not one of Utah's six members of Congress is a co-sponsor. Janet?
Yes,
Hi, Janet. It's Judy Faze from KUER. I wanted to tell Janet Wilcox what I discovered in my reporting, which turned out to be a lot like what she told me, the idea of reinvesting.
It does seem like the most obvious way that should be used is utilizing the public lands itself in some way to help generate money.
Janet's one of more than 90,000 people who have commented so far on the entrance fee proposal, and the deadline's tomorrow. But the Park Service isn't saying how it will use all of those comments in its final decision.
Good luck on your story. I hope it really generates some new ways of thinking about what we could do, because it's a national crisis, I think.
The Park Service. I can't tell if they see it that way. I asked what they'll do with all the comments, and I got back an email. It called the fee hike just a proposal. And it used the words processed and analyzed to say what it's going to do with all those comments. Judy Fays, KUER News.